In our gospel passage today, the religious leaders are seeking clarity on Jesus' identity, or perhaps they are trying to trap him. Jesus responded by saying, "I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish." In today's world, few professions would make less sense to us than shepherding. But in Jesus' time, this was a vital occupation and one of the most common. Shepherds were caretakers. You can even call them leaders in their own right. Shepherds worked with sheep, which are very docile animals, utterly dependent on the shepherd and at the mercy of their environment and predators. God shepherds us in different ways, at different times, and in different places. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, finds us, rescues us, and brings us to safety. All he asks is that we trust him, truly trust him enough to be dependent upon his grace. This past Tuesday, during the storm, I was leaving work. I called my wife, Mary, to let her know that I was on my way home. She told me that she was leaving the house for work. She had an overnight shift. We discussed the heavy rain, wind, and of course, wished each other an uneventful drive on the road. It was not yet raining at the church. I was confident I would arrive smoothly home to my two girls. As you all may know, I am new to Houston. Therefore, I depend a lot on the GPS. On my way home, the GPS took me places that he has never directed me to before. After 2 hours of driving, I found myself in an area that I was familiar with, and I was happy to be only 3 miles away from home. At this point, there was rain and quite a bit of water on the ground. As I continued to work my way home and making what seemed like over a dozen turns, trying to avoid the continuously rising waters, I realized I am lost. In searching for a way home, I found myself in an area that I haven't been to before, but the water was getting higher, and I did not know what to do. I was praying God, asking him to watch over my wife and me, and my girls, ages 18 and 7, were home alone at this point. I believe that night, as in many nights and days of my life, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, guided me through the unknown into a delightful couple, Steve and Susan. By this time, I took my collar off, and I was a regular person, meaning they had no cause to reach out to me. The wife, Susan, was trying to pick up a trash can from the flooded street, and a voice told me to stop driving and pull up to the sidewalk. So I listened to the voice and parked on the grass of these strangers' home. As I parked my car, the lady asked me, "Are you parking on my lawn, sir?" I replied, "I am sorry, ma'am, but I am lost, and I don't know which way to go." Then she told me, I don't think you will be able to go out now because the water is too high. So lock your car and come to my garage. When she said that, I was relieved. I knew it was God speaking to me and giving me refuge. When I went inside her garage, she introduced me to Steve, her husband, who told me to park my car in his garage so my car would be safe. The couple invited me into their home. I could not believe what I was witnessing. It was God, the Good Shepherd, at work. The couple told me to feel at home. And when I told them that I had two children at home by themselves, they offered to try to see if someone with transportation could come and take me home. They found two people who agreed to come to get me. But as they got close to where I was, they said they couldn't make it because the water was too high. In the end, I decided to try to walk home. The couple discouraged me from doing so, but they say if I insisted, they would let me go. As I got ready to start walking, I noticed a man driving to the water with a pickup truck, and his car stopped in the middle of the road. And as he got out of the car, I saw that the water got to his hip. The couple then said to me, "You see, the water is high, and we wouldn't want anything to happen to you." They made sure that I called my children via FaceTime to let them know that I was well. And the couple told me that they thought I would spend the night, that I finally decided to do so. Around 5 a.m., I noticed that the couple was going outside to look at the street. I got up and went out as well. We realized that the water had not lowered. As we were looking, we saw an emergency water truck passing by, and the couple stopped the car and told the driver that I was stranded and asked if he would take me home. The driver agreed, and I left my car at their house. They told me to let them know when I arrived home, which I did. They were happy when I was back safely with my family. Friends, if you find yourself lost today, if the storm of life has shaken you, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is telling you that he is here and he can bring us to safety and gives us peace. When the sky seems to have fallen, and when a door is closed for us, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is willing and able to open as many windows necessary for us. The reason why I am sharing this story with you this evening is that I believe that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And last Tuesday, during the storm, I witnessed him in action. I trust he shepherded me out of the rain, out of the wind, out of the storm, out of the flood, through this lovely couple. We are all called to be a shepherd to one another, and especially to those who are in the margins. And as the 13th chapter of the letter to the Hebrews says, when we show hospitality to strangers, we have also shown hospitality to angels without knowing. My sisters and brothers, may we, like Jesus and this couple, also seek ways to be shepherds to one another. Today, the Good Shepherd is calling each one of us by our name and claiming us as God's own. Amen.